Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
That's Jeff on the way. Ted's Medium Potatoes has America's favorite fast food. I guess it would depend on your state of mind.
Correct.
But first, time for a few emails in The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, Ola Macholas, I would love, love, love if you could wish my son Justin a fantabulous 27th birthday with a fish sandwich dealer's choice. Sorry we didn't stand in our two-hour merchandise line at the Hella Mega Tour for a concert tee. I owe you one. You guys were awesome. Rock on. Thanks, guys. That from Rochelle.
A filet of fish sandwich.
Guys, want to send a birthday shout-out?
It is tough, by the way, at those big concerts.
Oh, dude, yeah. You get merchandise. And right, you got a kid. They want something desperately. F that.
Guys, I'd like to send a birthday shout out to my nephew, Aaron, who is a National Guard soldier currently deployed overseas right now. And he's turning the dirty 30 today. I'm sending him the link to your podcast so he can hear the shout out. If you could, give me Your Penis Is Too Small, a big old Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about what will happen when he returns home to his wife. Thanks and keep on rocking. That from Juan.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, when you come back from overseas to see your wife, you're going to make a baby. Whether you mean to make a baby or not, you're going to make a baby.
Yeah, it seems pretty easy to me. She just gets in, you get inside her tank, you load that thing up, and you shoot the gun.
Yeah,
it's a long gun. It's a big one.
When you get back, you will officially be a mother effer.
Yeah, someone that goes boom.
We call him Boom Man.
Uh-huh. Boom. You're crazy now.
Today is my cousin Jake's 32nd birthday. Can Coach Ted get him prepped for the year to come and some inspiration for Miles? Thanks, bitches. That from Jeremy.
All right. 32nd birthday. That's a good one. Still in the early 30s. This year's going to be a good one. You can go do stuff. Remember last year, people were having birthdays. They were, Coach Ted, what should I do for my birthday? I was like, I don't know. Try not to be depressed. You got a full year ahead of you. Coach says it's looking good. Get out there. Enjoy it. It's your Magic Johnson year, so put it to use. Oh,
Magic Johnson year. All right, Jake, here we go. Remember, Jake, when a woman says, what? It's not because she didn't hear you. She's just giving you a second chance to change what you said. Guys, today
true advice.
My wonderful husband's 32nd trip around the sun. Can he get some turtle wax with Thrills Get in the pause? And a pep talk from Coach Ted about being a Dallas Cowboy fan and having to watch them get stunned by Tampa Bay tonight. Love his lovely wife and Seahawks fan, Aaliyah.
Get.
Stay for a while.
Get.
Cowboys fan, huh? Well, you're 32, so I bet it's probably been longer than that since you actually won something. Once in a while you still get to a playoff game. Look, there's the bottom line. You guys are the most overrated NFL franchise in the history of the sport. Every year, I know, Oklahoma's going to win a national title of football, the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. But you never do. I don't know. Did you watch Hard Knocks? Yeah, I'm sure Dak's ready till he gets hurt. Zeke lost some weight. I mean, why are you guys even still fans? And you know what? If you're a Cowboys fan, I bet you're not even from Dallas. I mean, some Bama from PG County.
Good Good day, gentlemen.
I haven't heard Bama in a while.
Yeah. I know. Well, when's the last time you met a Cowboys fan that's like, oh, I'm from Texas?
From Dallas? Mm-hmm.
Unless it's at a game up here because they've traveled.
Yeah. I meet more Houston fans than I do Cowboys fans.
And Houston's the only thing in Texas worse than the Cowboys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good day, gentle sirs. I want to wish my buddy Clinton a very happy 30-second trip around the giant ball of nuclear fusion in the sky. He will be listening to you guys on the Odyssey app as he drives to Iowa to pick up a corn roaster for the business we have down here in Ording Valley.
Okay, all right. I feel better now.
Yeah. Hosting the first annual McMillan Hot Sauce Festival September 18th and 19th. There'll be over a dozen hot sauce vendors, as well as food trucks, live music, and the best damn roasted sweet corn on the planet.
Oh.
I appreciate the shout-out, bitches. Actually, I'm not even wishing him a happy birthday. I'm just doing this for a free plug. And P.S., Dad, I did go with Corn Stars as the name for the roasted corn stand.
Oh, nice.
Captain Corn was a close second.
All right. I regret
nothing that from Brad.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any birthday shout-out for him, but just the shout-out for the...
And go...
McMillan Hot Sauce Festival.
That's fun.
Where is it at? McMillan?
It is
Ording Valley.
Ording Valley.
Where's Ording?
Right by me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Just down the road, yeah.
Stop on by.
That's what I planned to, man.
Go to Corn Stars. Yeah.
He
sent an email and said, which one he thinks the best? I was like, Corn Stars. Sounds like Pawn Stars.
Guys, I want to wish my beautiful girlfriend, Sarah, a happy 34th birthday. Love you, fart face. Can she get Captain Crunch wishing her a happy birthday? Love you guys. Rock on.
Ooh, just hearing the nickname Fart Face, well, that takes me back to the first time. The first time I met Little Debbie. Now, I know a lot of people think that she's some small child slaving away begging. She's not. She's a 40-year-old woman with dwarfism, and she's not above fellatio. But we called her Fart Face based on certain demands she has in the bedroom. And just so you know, she's a favorite of 2K and Sam. She likes the rainbow nose. Crunch Bears.
But tell us, Captain Gumby, a.k.a. Nasty Nate, at Recharted Charters is capping off a salmon-free fishing season by celebrating his 42nd birthday today. Could Coach Ted give him a pep talk to help him get the wiggle back in his gear so we can end the dry spell? Yeah. Oh, and maybe a fish sandwich to cap it off. That from his friends at Docton Park Project Planning.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
All right, listen. We can't put wiggle back in the worm right now. We got to go hardcore. All right, first of all, we're fishing for bass now. Rattle trap. Constant lures, we need them out there. You know what? Sometimes you go fishing, you just throw out a big net. You need to cast a big net. You know what I'm saying? Dating apps, DMs, whatever. Get back out there, because it's not just you. The fish are biting.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I want to wish my Uncle Charlie a very happy 57th birthday. He's a newlywed to a wonderful and beautiful lady and has a passion for fishing on his boat. He has an unmistakable sense of humor and loves a good adventure. So how about an original fish sandwich and Captain Crunch talking about fishing boats and yacht clubs? Happy birthday, Uncle, from Stephanie and from Jeff.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Ooh, welcome back, everyone. Well, obviously, as a captain of my own ship, I have a lot to say about different water vessels, but the old captain is much. As much as I enjoy being the captain of the SS Guppy, my favorite is the man in the boat, Crunch Bears.
Guys, want to wish my brother-in-law, Tim, a happy 63rd birthday. He and his wife visiting us from Tennessee, celebrating his birthday. And Amy's birthday. Amy's birthday is next week. So for Tim, can we get also another email's coming. And oh my God, what the hell is that, Jay? Your penis is too small to shut your mouth. That from the Elk Plain Drifter and Amy Jean.
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Gentlemen, today I'm 64 and came over to Ocean Shores to celebrate with my husband. Can I please ask for a Kevin Hart dam, a President Obama, and a big old bong rip? Let's see here. I'm still sexy at 64. That would truly be appreciated. Keep on rocking. Y'all make my day every day. That from the lovely Jackie.
Damn.
Drop the beat.
Galway Bay. You're welcome.
Hi, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Are people like fast food?
Yes, they do.
Right? People have favorites. If we are.
Sorry, just real quick. Your roasted corn people. Someone here suggested it should have been called Corn Hub.
Yeah.
Corn Hub's not bad. Yeah. The one I went to at the Evergreen Street.
Street
Fair.
State?
State, jeez.
The fair.
The Evergreen Fair in Monroe. I went to the Shuck Shack.
The Shuck Shack?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have been disappointed. Like, I'm here to mess. Oh, okay, my bad.
Is that mayonnaise on that corn?
I may have annoyed people all day with that. What do you think's happening at the Shuck Shack?
Like, where are you that guy?
All day.
All I hear is our food shucks.
I'm shugging oysters.
All right. So, people like fast food.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the go. You know, I feel like sometimes maybe fast food is a little more in the nighttime for me. Miles, I know you enjoy a daytime fast food. Yours always looks so proper. You set out your fries and everything.
Yeah.
I like to dip it in ketchup.
Drunk.
Yeah. Well, I know, but even if I'm not drunk, I don't know. Like I just would have the cart now. Like, I'm always impressed that you dump out your chips.
Oh, on my plate, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to rifle your hand in there.
You're crazy.
That's what eating chips is like in my world. Anyhow, so people, obviously, if I said to you two right now, what's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Ooh, boy, that's a tough call.
It depends. It depends on what I'm in the mood for. I guess overall Burger King. I just like the burgers better.
All right.
The fries aren't as good, but they got onion rings.
I think I have individual stuff. Like, I like Five Guys fries the best, probably, out of all the fries.
Are they fast food?
That's fast casual.
That's fast casual. Okay. So I guess the standard Big Mac is my favorite item still.
Okay. So now if I said to you, what are your favorite items? What's your favorite fast food when you're drunk?
Well, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So I have two lists. Number one is just a study that looks at big fast food chains and ranks them according to food quality, order accuracy, how nice the employees are.
So Chick-fil-A, number one.
Chick-fil-A is number one.
It's been one for years, right?
Seven years in a row.
Yeah. And they are really nice there.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. I understand the politics of that place, but I'm saying the people who work there, they're really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't get hooked on Polynesian sauce. After Chick-fil-A, you had Domino's. Right? To Domino's credit, like I've said this before, it's ubiquitous throughout the world, through the country, and they're consistent. A few years ago, they were like, hey, we're changing our pizza, this and that, and it's better, and like, Domino's is just that thing. It's mm-hmm. there.
I didn't realize they had one on First down in Belltown. I drove by today. I'm like, hell, they got Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. Kentucky Fried Chicken came in, then Starbucks, which I always say, man, the Starbucks in our building, they are so nice.
They're
like, Starbucks is nice, but like, man, they go out of their way. You know what, Miles, I lied. Five Guys is on the list.
They are on the list.
Yep. To me, that's fast casual.
Okay, then I'm taking their fries.
But what do I know? Panera Bread makes the list. These are people's favorite fast food. Pizza Hut.
I don't even know the last time I've been to Panera Bread. I've had Pizza Hut more recently than I've had Panera Bread. And I don't do Pizza Hut much.
The last time I was eating Panera Bread, me and my buddy were going somewhere, so we're like, let's stop in there and get something. And I remember it was like, you know, you go over and like get your utensils or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy asked me how I feel about Jesus Christ. And I just turned around and walked away. My buddy goes, that was kind of rude. I was like, that conversation was never going to end.
Yeah.
Like he's walking around this Panera looking for people to ask how they feel about Jesus Christ. It's like, none of it. I was like,
I'm a Panera, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
I'm not feeling it right now.
Right, I get it. Jesus, the loaves, the bread. I know what you're doing here.
You shouldn't hit him with that.
You want my apple? Move along. Probably not. You're the Jesus fan.
Yeah.
All right, and it's Adam and Eve. Then there was a four-way tie at the bottom for Arby's, Chipotle, Dunkin', and Papa John's.
All those places have something good on the menu.
I would take Arby's. Out of those four at the bottom, I'd take Arby's.
So here's what's funny about
this list.
They
have the meat,
They do have the meat.
I was like, man, I hope I have this right place. Yeah.
Yeah. So this, again, is just people's favorite fast food spot. So the bottom of the table was Jack in the Box, Popeyes, Sonic, Wendy's, and then McDonald's actually ranked last.
I just feel like nobody ever wants to say it.
Right.
But I mean, the business, obviously a lot of us enjoy McDonald's. Everyone's talk trash about blah, blah, blah. But we love our McDonald's. There's no doubt about it. I honestly feel like people just don't want to say it.
So sometimes people have called alcohol the beverage of truth.
Yes.
Now I bring you the list of people's favorite drunk fast foods.
Okay. And I guess the ones at the bottom are now at the top.
Goddamn right. McDonald's was number one in 22 states.
Right.
All right. You know what I mean? And that's the truth. The last time, I don't know, like McDonald's breakfast I like.
Sure, sure.
But if I'm like, I got to crave it, probably because it's at night and I'm like, we need nuggets or a fish sandwich.
I was going to say, you change your menu options normally when you're drunk.
Like, sure.
I would get nuggets. I would never get nuggets. But if I've got a buzz on, I'm getting nuggets.
Yeah, Mike says, hey, I got done doing an auction or something. I'm coming by. I'm bringing McDonald's. It's like, get 40 nuggets. There's two of us.
Jesus.
Throw Burger King came in second in 14 states.
Not my drunk choice.
Honestly,
it gives me heartburn because of the flame.
It does.
Flame
me too.
So, like, look, if I'm dead sober, like, yeah, man, let's go to Burger King. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But if I'm drunk, like, I already know I'm going to be a disaster in the morning, but Burger, like, that's almost the last fast food place I'd want to go.
The fact that Burger King puts a little bit more mustard on their burger.
Yeah.
You know?
They just throw it at you.
They do. They give you the mustard. Or McDonald's.
They're really
chintzy.
They
with
put
the mustard.
More mustard.
Well, that's, but again, that's the thing at McDonald's is everything is assembly. Like,
I know.
It's a specific thing. But I'm with you. More condiments, the better. Mm-hmm. Look, I like yellow mustard enough. I took a shot of it earlier today.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you ever just take mustard and squirt a little in your mouth?
No.
Judging by the look on people's faces, no.
You did that here?
Did it at home.
Okay.
It's because we have a bunch of delicious mustards in the fridge.
Like a shot of mustard?
I would understand those, man. Huh. Sweet honey mustard, that's smoky horseradish.
Like, there's something, I don't know, just like, I don't know, this morning.
Is it like a vinegar shot, basically?
I don't think there's any health reason behind it. Just before I left the house
okay,
today.
Okay, just one mustard.
Yeah, I opened the fridge one more time, got a check, and I was like,
Some people eat whipped cream. Ted goes mustard.
Wendy's in four states, one of which was West Virginia.
Yeah, they're big there.
And then again, they're being very loose with the term fast food here.
But I also think that has more to do with the fact that you can get a Frosty and fries if you're kind of buzzed.
I think that might be Wendy's real sales.
Yeah. They put Waffle House on there, three states.
Is that fast food?
That's what I'm thinking. Not. I mean, that's not even fast casual.
It's out pretty quick.
It is, but you're sitting down.
And you're being waited on.
Yeah, something comes by. Right. Jack in the Box got three states. I think actually Jack in the Box would dominate a lot of these things if they were all over the country.
That's true. Did you see the new chicken sandwich they put out? The spicy chicken sandwich. It's a southern style chicken sandwich.
I did not.
It looks really, really good.
Yeah. Well, Jack in the Box, I mean, that's the thing I love about
the regular chicken sandwich.
Jack is just like, get in here. I got everything you need.
It's the food court of fast food.
And the Bacon Ultimate Double Cheeseburger is phenomenal. I mean, it's one of the best burgers ever had. Wyoming's the only state that took Taco Bell, which is weird because to me, if it's after a certain time of night or whatever, like, I always order Taco Bell. Like, Taco Bell's the best. Let's see. Can you guess what one in California?
In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what one in Texas?
Whataburger.
Whataburger. And then in Alaska, they're going to Denny's.
All right.
Some Denny's serve booze. That is not fast food.
That would be awesome, though.
What?
Just going to Denny's and getting a beer.
How about just a bar?
There's some in this area that do it.
No kidding.
Yeah, man. I guess it's just, you like to have a beer at Denny's, but I don't know that I'd ever be like, hey, man, you want to head down to the Denny's?
Let's go to Denny's.
Didn't their sales start going up because they started offering mimosas and
Bloody
Marys and all that stuff?
IHOP. So IHOP just introduced, you can get mimosas. I think it's beer and wine. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's like,
better than
some
nothing.
Places can't get a Bloody. Yeah. Yeah, like, look. Need a little eye-opener.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a baby in New York City was being baptized in church wearing nothing but his birthday suit and then returned fire on the priest by peeing on him.
Mm-hmm, that's what babies do.
You baptized too, player.
Take it.
Well, you want to play this game?
Mm-hmm. Return fire.
I got more in me.
A USPS driver in Maryland was caught tossing people's mail out of his truck onto their lawns.
And Ted and I just asked him one question. Where was it? You said where it was, and we go, yeah.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
In that particular neighborhood, it'd be news if the mail carrier doesn't.
Okay.
Like someone just delivered a package without any trouble. You'd be like, ooh.
What happened?
He's going to get a medal. He must be in a hurry.
Maryland also saw three zebras roaming around the streets.
Okay, I heard about this. I don't understand how it happened, but I guess the guy that like called 911 explained, ma'am, I'm not on drugs. I have not been drinking. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not crazy. There are three goddamn zebras in my backyard.
Right.
Right. So that one was in PG County, but it was in Upper Marlboro, which is strange because like my buddy's shop is down there. And there's a lot of land that I never went to that part of the county, but right on the edge of that is Suitland, which is not the best.
All right,
but still no zebras.
But yeah, somebody must have had these zebras and they got out.
They were saying that they were on like some sort of a farm. Somebody owned these animals.
Yeah, well, obviously. Sure.
You know, I don't want to call them pets because I wouldn't consider zebras pets, but they were on a farm somewhere in the area. New study says that you should quote unquote exercise for about 3 minutes to counter the negative effects of sitting every half hour. Basically, what they count as exercise here is just stand up and walk around for 3 minutes.
Okay.
So
I can do that.
We do that every time we go outside to smoke.
Most people have time to do that.
Exactly. You know, if you're sitting down watching TV, between episodes, man, jump up, walk around the house real quick, check the doors, make sure everything's locked, grab yourself another beer, sit on down, then you're good.
Pace around.
Pace.
Not that I ever would.
No.
All you got to do to get Ted to pace is call him.
Tell you what, man.
My goodness.
You want to get your steps on the daily? Call somebody on the phone in your apartment.
Yeah.
Anybody else roam on the phone when they're on the...
That's what he's saying. I mean, for some reason, I always feel like I need to go outside. Like, if there's other people around.
Sure.
And then, yeah, I roam. Sometimes I'll get up on Saturday mornings, and I'll just be sitting there thinking and roaming for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Maybe there's a thought bubble over here. One over there. It's great. 24% of people say that they eat fast food 5 or more times a week.
Damn.
Wow.
5 or more times a week. That's at least.
I don't know why we're surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, it's such a staple in the state. I mean, I just don't, but I'm older now. But when I was younger, yeah, for sure. If I could, I would have.
Well, and we all picture the person that would eat fast food 5 times a week, but it could also just be that that's the only time that this guy can work in food.
That's it, right? A lot of times.
You know,
a lot of people just like fast food.
Truth. You know?
Well, they keep making it delicious. Mm-hmm. We know it's not healthy and it has a lot of sodium. It's like, right, but it tastes good.
But there's also that guy that has eaten really nothing but Big Macs twice a day, was it, that mm-hmm. he was doing this?
Yeah.
For several years, and he doesn't look like the guy that you would think would sit there and just eat a Big Mac every day.
He looks like a tech at the comic book store that also works for a Rush cover band.
Right.
I mean, look, I'll go get food at Starbucks a lot.
Sure. And I'll get food plenty of times on my way in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like... The thing, too, is, like, like, we're used to, like, we live in kind of, you know, cities and stuff, but I feel like fast food is just such a bigger deal when you live outside of a major city.
Exactly.
Because it's on the way home, or you work in
and
a city.
And you're driving.
You're driving.
Right.
You're driving, you're commuting, you might have a family at home. I mean, for me, that was the main reason, like, we ate so much fast food as a kid was, like, my parents worked. So
and you get more options outside as far as chains go.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we can wander around the city, and I mean, you'll find, like, a Burger King, but where it's located versus where we live. Like, oh, my God, we have to go to Ballard.
Exactly.
Once we hit, like, Shoreline, like, baby, what chain do you want to go to today? Because right. They're all here.
On average, I will get home roughly around 8 o'clock at night every single day. My options are limited as far as cooking goes.
Right.
The new question on people's mind, would switching to cashless economy mean lower taxes?
No, because if they figure out a way that they can tax you, they will.
100%.
Yeah. Well, if you change something, that's fine, but they will figure out a way to get their money.
There's one thing government loves more than power, it's money.
Yeah.
Well, depending on what percentile you're in.
Yeah.
If you're in the upper 1%, do what you want. They just won't tax you. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, like, you know they're going to tax you. They tax you if you want on a game show.
Right.
You want, well, we call that income. Like, sir, it's a car.
Right.
We call it income. It's a washer and dryer. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Nobody's happier than a Powerball winner than the government.
Right.
Exactly. I was
when
about to say.
When the jackpot goes up there, they don't care who wins.
They tax you on a bet. Like, right. What in the world? 2 out of 3 Americans plan to spend money on football this year. I'm not shocked.
Is this like buying a jersey?
I was going to say, I already did it. I bought a t-shirt.
Right. Buying a jersey, buying tickets. That's something that at least people here in Seattle were not able to do last year.
I already bought tickets.
I got to assume that people in other cities were not able to do last year. So that's got to be some of it again.
I invested in this season as soon as the schedule came out.
Right.
Miles told me the schedule, called the wife, said, hey, this is what we're doing.
As soon as you pieced together that your opening game was in Las Vegas, the first game that was going to be played.
It's not
in Las
a long
Vegas.
Flight. I'm like, yeah. I've already spent more money this season than I had planned on spending
right. This
season.
We got our away game. A new study found that cats have 7 personality traits. I'm sure we will find those another 7. Time. 7.
Okay. Douchebag, a-hole, mofo, serial killer.
It did include things like kindness towards humans, aggression towards humans.
When they're biting and scratching.
Exactly. A new study found that instead of being remembered as wealthy or powerful, people would rather be remembered as being generous or kind.
Well, yeah, that's how you'd like to be remembered. Mm-hmm. But see, these are two different questions. How would you like to be remembered? All of us would like to be remembered really, really
sure,
well.
Sure, he was a nice
how
guy.
How do we
no
live?
Doubt.
I'd like to be rich and powerful.
Exactly.
And then when I die, I was like, he was such a nice man.
If you would like to be remembered as generous and kind, then start being generous and kind there, folks.
That is one thing you could do.
Right.
It goes a long way toward that.
It does.
But I'm not going to do that, so I know I'm not going to be remembered generous.
If we're all generous and kind, then the world is a happier place with bigger smiles.
But then, do you need to be generous and kind if everyone's generous and kind? Now you're not going to be remembered for anything.
Right, then you're not being generous or kind enough.
Then you're just some average Joe.
Exactly.
Yeah, Mike's dead. He was generous. He was kind. We're all generous and kind.
I want you to give my eulogy if I die early, man.
Mike ain't going to make it.
Mike is dead.
I assume you know that.
Pop the champagne.
You got it.
39% of people say that their phone is the most important possession. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
It is a very versatile possession, I won't lie, but most important. Maybe it's just because I still am in that half of the generation that didn't need the cell phone, and so it's still disappointing to me how tied we are to it.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, like, to me, a cell phone is meaningless. I understand it's quote-unquote important. It's meaningless, but I'm old.
Right.
So it's just this thing that the rest of my family insists that I have on me. But I look at my kids like, right, this is important to you. Mm-hmm. This is how you understand that you kind of operate within the world.
Right.
I also lived without a phone. I think for a lot of people, too, it's just important because, like, how else are you going to call people?
Right.
I'm still going with my penis.
That's the most important possession.
Yes.
I still need the fishing tackle.
I know if something coming to me, I know where my hands are going.
Everybody. Like I said, you watch a professional soccer game, and depending on the kick, nobody blocks their face.
Yeah, nobody's up there on the free kick in the box, you know, with their hands are all in the same location.
Protecting their pockets
every
for their phone.
Single
every
one of them,
woman who plays, every man who plays, they're all...
Now, you'd rather get in the face.
Protecting the kit and the caboodle.
Our friends over at Mental Floss put together a list of the rejected names for the 7 dwarves.
And these are real.
I love this list so much. Thank you, Mr. Hill, for showing me this one. However, the list was a little bit incomplete, so I did add some submissions of my own. So let's play a little game here and see if you guys can tell, based on the name, whether or not it was actually submitted as a name for one of the 7 dwarves or if it was one of my own creations. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's go with Hickey. Was Hickey an actual Seven Dwarfs name, or was it one of mine?
It seems so ridiculous that it would be rejected if it was put up there, so I'm going to say it was.
Okay, Mr. Hill?
I'm going to say yes, only because of the nature of the story. I think I know he earns his nickname.
Dan? Is that because he gives people hickeys, or he's a hick?
We'll find
Jesus.
Out.
Jesus. Hey, where'd that girl been asleep all this time?
That actually was a name submitted for one of the Seven Dwarfs, Hickey.
And they turned it down.
He had a shotgun over his shoulder.
I think he's just got suspicious bruises all over his neck.
No, I think when you fall asleep and wake up, you have suspicious bruises all over your neck.
Yeah, I think Hickey's taking advantage.
Yeah, I'm glad the current generation's not hip to that whole thing.
These are great, man. Sleazy.
Sleazy?
I'm going to say yes.
That was going to be a
very
real one.
Sleazy.
Sleazy was indeed a rejected name for the Seven Dwarfs. How about Pudgy?
Pudgy?
No.
Yes.
You made that one up.
No, at that point in time, it would not be. It could be Fatty.
Right.
It wouldn't matter.
I'm going to say no.
That's one of mine.
I know, Fatty.
Pudgy.
Jesus.
I would love a Pudgy Dwarf.
Pudgy. There's a couple that were.
How about Deffy?
No.
Deffy. Like deaf with a Y?
D-E-A-F-Y, Deffy.
I'm going to say yeah.
That is indeed a rejected name for one of the Seven Dwarfs. How about Tipsy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
Tipsy.
Totally.
Tipsy
would have been the best one.
Oh, hell yeah.
They really missed the boat with that one.
Tipsy always just had a stein in his hand.
He's taking a nap.
Or a martini
he's
glass.
He's passed out. I mean, he's got X's instead of I's.
No, the problem is Tipsy is never asleep. You want him to go to sleep. He's just stumbling around.
Right, he's just staying fired up. You're like, how is Tipsy still awake?
How about Dirty?
Yes.
No. What is it, the Christina Aguilera
Dirty
one?
Maybe as far as being dirty like...
like dirty, like filthy.
Like with the Peanuts character. This whole
I mean, Dirty Pink can Band. Be however Pink you want it, man. He just has a sly look on his face.
Oh, no, I didn't think that way. So I'm going to say you thought that up.
No, Dirty was indeed a rejected right. Seven Dwarf name. How about Gummy?
Gummy? No.
I couldn't possibly eat this corn.
I'm going to say yeah.
That's not what he's there to eat.
Because there was a Gumby. He was famous.
Gummy? Sure.
No, Gummy's one of mine.
All right.
That's one that I came up with.
Were you eating a gummy?
I was not eating a gummy. I was just trying to think
of
something.
Are you like trying to just think of general physical descriptions?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. How about the name Awful?
No.
That actually was one of the names submitted for
Awful
one of the Seven
Dwarf?
Groups was Awful.
I mean, I've met him, but...
There's Bashful. There's Awful. Let's see here. Ugly.
Yeah,
ugly?
Tell
no.
Me.
No
well,
way.
No.
I don't, yeah, Mike, this seems like you're going down a line here.
No.
So I'll say no.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Ugly.
I just love it. I want one. Just, I have a mind's eye picture of ugly. It's great. How about Jumpy?
Yes.
Seems that way.
Dead.
Sure.
Yes, he was. That was indeed a rejected name for
you
one
got,
of the
I mean,
course.
You got a Jumpy Tigger. Why not have a Jumpy
Easy.
Dwarf?
Exactly, man. how about Snot?
No.
Snot.
Snotty? You could have had Snotty.
I could have had Snotty, but I did Snot. So
I mean,
yeah,
that's sneezy, right?
Drooly.
Drooly.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a rejected.
Nope, that was one of mine.
All right.
You're gonna get one of mine. How about Jumpy?
Sure.
Yes.
He just drank a lot of coffee, Jumpy did.
All right.
Yes, I was indeed a rejected name for one of the
that
Seven
That one's
dwarfs.
Not so bad compared to the other ones that turned down.
Right? Does he just look around scared all the time? I mean, is he skittish?
He was the first meth addict.
Jumpy.
It was the woman that Miles and I just saw downstairs.
Oh, my. She had a rough time.
Hey, Jumpy.
Did you see the video of the woman who was walking around on closed circuit television on all fours flying through the neighborhood?
Oh, God.
She wasn't
it was,
much
It was
different
her sister.
That.
Oh, God.
It was weird, dude.
Hey, Jumpy, right. Where'd you get the sandwich?
I got it from Sleazy. I guess Sleazy would hook up with Jumpy.
That's stupid.
I mean, I'm going to say yeah. That was a real idea. They rejected it.
I think so. I think yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that was one of mine. And this is the last one. Was this or was this not a rejected name for one of the Seven Dwarves? Chesty.
No.
I'd say no just because there's no chance.
That legit was one of the names submitted.
Chesty.
She later became Smurfette.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you have a list of the actual, like, what are the ones they actually rejected?
What are the dwarves' names?
What were the door? You have Doc, you have Happy, you have Dopey, you have Sneezy, you have Sleepy, you have Bashful, you have...
They had a Sneezy?
They had a Sneezy.
Yeah, they're Sneezy. Huh.
He sneezed all the time. How many was that?
You got six.
I got six. Bashful. I missed one.
Did you get Grumpy?
I did not get Grumpy.
Okay, so
everybody loves Grumpy. I feel like I always put Grumpy on the back burner there because everybody knows Grumpy.
Sounds like they already had bad
So what are the ones that they actually turned down?
I did have that. Hang on. So the ones that they actually did turn down were Chesty, Deffy, Tipsy, Jumpy. I had to get rid of one because I don't think I can say it here on the air. It's
Faulty?
It's basically add an S-Y to the end of the very last one of the seven words that we can't say.
Think of Chesty. Chesty. But make it T.
Right.
Wait a minute. Oh, that word?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, for a woman's boob starts with letter T, so...
Right. Get those three letters in there and then S-Y.
That was one of the names I rejected. I mean, look, I understand why they rejected it.
It's
who's
like,
the guy that submitted it? Like,
right.
Dave! God damn it!
It's kind of like that creative...
The rejected names aren't as bad to me as the ones that they actually use. I didn't even know their names were.
So yeah.
Now that you say them, I'm just like, good God.
Jumpy, Dirty, Sleazy, Jaunty... Awful and Hickey.
Wow. What's the one you came up with earlier, Mike? Like, I was going to throw Chode in there, but I was like,
because these names were just so terrible. Like, I don't want to meet these dwarves, man. They suck.
Somebody says Hickey the dwarf actually had bruises from an iron deficiency due to heroin abuse.
he got written out. He should have had acne.
Yeah. Acne.
Acne.
Zitty.
Herpy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, herpy. Sorry.
He only shows up a little bit during the movie.
Oozy.
I know.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Swampy.
Swampy. Got a big sweat crack going up his ass all the time.
Sweaty.
Muddy.
What do they call muddy? I think Ben's over.
Yeah. He had ribs today.
Chunky.
Ooh.
It's just the goiters on his neck. Otherwise, he was thin.
Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Oh, a woman got into an argument with her roommate about how loud she was being in the middle of the night, and you'll never guess how she responded.
How did she respond?
I'll tell you about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for profile. This is 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drink attack?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,